pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning, 251-343-0106. We will get to your text messages reacting to, for whatever reason, if you care enough, the January 6th committee hearings yesterday and this young lady Hutchinson's testimony. So feel free to do so. You probably should have make better use of your time, at least. That is my advice to you. Take it or leave it. Joining us now, however, on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest, my colleague at Breitbart News. AWR Hawkins joins us on the line. Dr. Hawkins, good morning. How are you?
It's good to be with you, Jeff. I'm doing great.
Hey, thank you for making time for us, as always. Some significant news on the Second Amendment front, and it's been overshadowed, I think, mostly by the Dobbs decision on abortion, but it does warrant discussion. Well, two things. First off, let's kick it off here. A high court ruling on a New York state law that tried to play, try to play fast and loose with the Second Amendment guarantees, now has been struck down. Outrage, as you might expect from the left, but certainly something that Second Amendment proponents will have to applaud, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, what they struck down was something that needed to be struck down. New York had a proper cause requirement, which means, you know how the left, Jeff, the left's always saying, well, we need background checks, we need this, we need that. Well, to get a concealed carry permit in any state, you go through a pretty deep background check. And in some states, you have to go through that check every so many years. And so what New York had set up is, well, even if you pass the background check, it's up to your local police department who gets a license and who doesn't. You have to show them proper cause. In other words, you have to demonstrate to them your life's in danger, that you must carry a gun. Well, that's not what the Constitution says. This is the problem. If you give the left an inch, they take 48 miles. So the Supreme Court struck proper cause down, and that reverberated so well and so quickly that New Jersey did the same thing. They took away their justifiable need the next day, and California took away their good cause the next day. So it has already reverberated across the country that much, because it's evident to anybody watching that those clauses make concealed carry permit issuance arbitrary. That puts the law-abiding citizen in a bad spot.
I tell you, though, the states, there's this right now, and this so intellectually dishonest. The states can determine their own abortion policy. Why can't they determine their own policy on firearms? But there's no guaranteed. Right. There's no language about abortion in any of our founding documents. But there is the Second Amendment. My concern, though, is just kind of the only thing that the hurdle we need to overcome is just a real understanding, a true understanding of the Second Amendment. And it seems to kind of have maybe wavered over time, just depending on the composition of the high court.
Right. Well, I think it also, there's just a focus on this part or that part, depending on what the left is focused on. But I mean, in its most basic state, the way it's written, two phrases in there, right? The right, you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. That's your first part. Your second part, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What's happened is we've let the left set those two phrases against each other when, as we've covered at Breitbart, those phrases are not at odds, they're complementary. If you read Federalist 46, James Madison spends a ton of time on the necessity of a militia. But what he also does, or I shouldn't say but, I should say and, what he also does is emphasizes the fact that the militia gets its teeth from the people being armed. So there is no defense from a tyrannical government if the people aren't armed. And so that's why that phrase shall not be infringed is in there, because if the people don't have guns and the government decides to run over them, what are the people going to do? Throw shoes and books? Is that what they're going to do? Are they going to throw rocks and sticks? Is that what they're going to do? That's what our founders understood, and a lot of people have failed to understand. That's the key component of the Second Amendment. It is based on self-defense and primarily being able to defend oneself from one's government. And that is really, really the heart of the Second Amendment.
What I find is we've had, you and I have had this discussion, though. There are a few lefties out there, like a Michael Moore or somebody like that, but there's never the discussion about altering the Second Amendment, repealing it. If you want gun ownership, if you want that to be a privilege, you got to make it a privilege. Right now, it's a right. You can't do what Australia did. There's nothing what you're doing is trying to do up in Canada. There's no way to do that. I don't know what the ultimate objective here is for the left, other than like this gun law they just passed. I don't think it's going to stand the scrutiny of the courts. It may make it through some lower level courts, but I think it gets to the Supreme Court. They're going to have questions.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. To be honest, matter of fact, Jeff, I told somebody that yesterday we were talking about it, and the Ninth Circuit last month, we covered this at Breitbart. They struck down California's ban on semi-automatic rifle sales to people age 18 to 20. That's the Ninth Circuit doing that. Now, listen, to your point, if the Ninth Circuit will do that, if you can get these new gun controls challenged up to the Supreme Court, I do believe the enhanced background checks and so on for people age 18 to 20, I don't believe they have a prayer of withstanding constitutional scrutiny. I really don't. So I'm with you 100%. I mean, I think this judgment we saw last week, this ruling, I should say, it casts a bad shadow on gun control across the board.
They got to be honest about it. Like I said, the only way you're going to get at it is going at the Second Amendment. And I just the politics never really quite line up for them there, though. There are a few, but they're like the extreme, like I said, Michael Moore types, maybe the AOCs. But the rest of them know it's politically toxic to say as much, that let's repeal the Second Amendment is a loser in this country.
Right, right. And especially right now in a election year, to talk about that, I mean, this is only my opinion, Jeff. I already believe there's going to be a red wave. Like Newt Gingrich wishes he had gotten what we're going to get. That's what I believe. Doesn't mean I'm right. But I'll tell you what I've seen in my time riding on guns. Gun control's a loser. They can cite polls all they want, say 83% support, 67% support this, 58% support that. They can do it all they want. Then you get in there and you look at where that poll was taken, the region of the country. You look at the number of Republicans versus number of Democrats who were polled, and you see higher numbers of Democrats so many times in those type of polls. You get in there and you break it down, and what you realize is, yeah, they got a high number in that particular poll, but they still know. National election, you run on that. If you run on that, you will get smoked politically because it's not popular.
It's not popular, and the only time that it gets polled, AWR, is this, whenever there's one of these shootings, right? So they cherry pick a moment in history where people are maybe we need to think about this, and then that immediate aftermath of some tragedy, some mass shooting, that the government needs to do something about this, and they strike while the iron's hot. That's the only, you know, that's when they like to go play the gun control polling game.
Right. That's it. And what they're doing, they're playing on people's emotions. Because anybody, I don't care who you are, Jeff, and I know you agree, nobody wakes up after 16 kids have been killed and feels good. Nobody wakes up after 10 people have been killed in a mall or whatever and feels good. And I don't care whether they're killed with a gun, a knife, a car, whatever it is, you don't feel good. And so if you poll people immediately right there, you're going to get a poll that probably gives you the answers you're looking for. But after things settle down, like you're saying, people return to their normative thinking. They don't think that way. And a lot of people, what they do, the real reaction to these shootings, more gun sales, because people realize, you know what? That's the long-term effect of these. I need a gun for self-defense. And that's where I believe the left has really lost, Jeff, because we have so many new gun owners now, not a million, not 8 million, way more than that. Since 2020, I don't know what the figure is. It was 8.4 million in 2020 alone, first-time gun buyers. Those people are not all Republicans. Now, they may be all Republicans now because they got a taste of what it means to be able to defend yourself, and that's true independence. But I don't think the Democrats understand when they're pushing all this stuff, there are people who used to vote for them who never will vote for them again because they have gotten a taste of what it means to be able to defend themselves and their families, and they're never going to give that up.
No, it's just that taste of that, having that ability, right? There is a psychological component that the left often, I think, discounts to their detriment. Now, they do a lot of things to their detriment, but particularly on this one, they're really bad at gauging the public and understanding that. You know, in politics, it's all about understanding it's a psychology a lot of times. And where Democrats really struggle on the Second Amendment is just fully appreciating that. It's like Obama and the bitter clinger remarks. I mean, they got to step out of themselves, and at least if they want to do something policy wise, take these considerations and make that a part of their calculus.
But, you know, I covered a poll today, Jeff, at Breitbart, and in the top issues, gun control is not even in the top issues for registered voters. But in the top issues are economics and security. And both of those are about security is what the left misses. When you look at economic issues, you're thinking about financial security. When you look at security, and I know this sounds redundant, you're thinking about national security. What they don't understand, the Second Amendment is important to people because that's personal security. And so that there is a theme in all of the stuff that deals with security. And it doesn't mean that a new gun owner has had to use his gun defensively. It just means he or she has figured out, now that I have this firearm, I can keep my family secure. It's that simple. It doesn't mean that they're going to be some kind of crazy whatever. I don't know what the left thinks about gun owners. I can't understand the left, but they're just missing the boat. They're completely missing the boat because people of all walks of life, of all races, of all socioeconomic positions are doing what they can to keep their families safe.
Well, I think we're all armed insurrectionists, right? That we're going to threaten their way of governance. That we're going to threaten them. They're going to and what it boils all down to is it's just a power and it's a play by the left for power. But I think there is some higher minded philosophy there that they don't like the idea of an armed public because it threatens it is a threat to the government.
That's it. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think the Democrats are threatened by anything that bolsters independence because, you know, I think they set everything up, and I think you see it in the lack of prosecutions for gun crimes. They're not really interested in prosecuting gun crimes because a certain degree of chaos benefits them because it allows them to broaden their reach into our lives. And so I believe people always ask, why doesn't Chicago fix its mess? Why doesn't Baltimore fix its mess? Why doesn't Philadelphia fix its mess? Well, to a degree, some people would like to. There are some good-hearted people who want to fix that. But on the other hand, there are leftists who know the chaos in those cities gives them license to expand their reach into the private lives of people. And I believe that's how the left thinks.
AWR, we gotta get out of here up against a break. Folks want to find you online, check out what you're writing or any of that. Tell them where they can look.
Well, of course, on Breitbart, the only place I write, or they can follow me on Instagram, AWR_Hawkins.
Y'all check that out. Great, great place. It does a lot of stuff there on Instagram. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
At the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, every gambler knows